Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled The Christian First Aid Kit was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Boy, God has been doing some awesome things. I tell you, the Word of God will change your life if you'll just sit and open up your heart and receive it. And there's been people's lives transformed just in the two services we've already had. I started ministering last night out of John chapter 14. I'm going to go back there this evening. And this is something that the Lord put these verses together on my heart like this nearly 30 years ago. And I've entitled this the Christian Survival Kit. Because this is Jesus speaking to his disciples the night before his crucifixion, and they are about to enter into the worst crisis, not only of their life, but I believe the worst crisis that anybody could ever go through. In between the crucifixion and the resurrection, it was going to be a terrible time. Their life was threatened. Their hopes were destroyed. Confusion set in, fear. Satan had come against them. These were the foundations of the church. What you and I are experiencing 2,000 years later would have been totally different had these men been defeated and discouraged and given up their faith and not gone throughout the world and spread the gospel. Man, this is just critical. It was all of the demonic realm was fighting against them. I think it was a crisis of unequal proportion, certainly in our life. And yet Jesus, knowing everything that was going to happen, sat them down and just began to go back through and remind them of things so that they wouldn't be offended. John 16:1 says, I'm speaking these things to you so that you will not be offended. And Jesus began to start speaking things to them to help them through this crisis time. And I believe that this has a direct application to us. Every one of us go through crisis. And what do you do in a crisis? Well, I believe that the same things that Jesus was telling his disciples will work for you. And in a sense, Jesus just went back and took in little seed form all of the things that he'd been teaching for 3.5 years and just went back and reminded them of these things. And so this is like the Lord pulled together all of the revelation that he had been giving and he put it in these few chapters, John 14, 15, and 16, and he gave it to his disciples so that they could have walked in victory during this time in between the crucifixion and the resurrection. Of course, it turned out that they let fear and stuff overcome them. God loved them and they recovered from it and they went on and did things. But it doesn't negate the fact that the Lord spoke these things to them so that they wouldn't be offended. And likewise, most of us have failed and we've missed it and we let circumstances overwhelm us, but the Lord has given us everything that it takes for us to walk in victory. You do not have to fold every time a problem comes your way and get into defeat, and then after you've accepted defeat and wallowed in it, start trying to work your way back to God. You can get to where you stand strong and you don't go through the same defeat and discouragement that other people go through. You can't stop problems from coming, but you can stop those problems from getting on the inside of you. So this is what we started talking about. And last night I spent all of my time on John 14:1, where the very first thing he said is, don't let your heart be troubled. You've got to grab hold of your emotions and you've got to begin to start taking authority. The Lord would be unjust to tell us not to let our heart be troubled if it was impossible to do. And most people today have just accepted the lie from the devil that we've been influenced by the secular world to believe that we're nothing but just an evolved animal. I can't help it. This person has done this and this is just normal. I'd be in denial if I don't do it. You aren't just an animal. You are a person created in the likeness of God. If you're born again, you have the Spirit of God on the inside of us. And I'm telling you, you should be able to stand up and praise God in the face of the hurt and the pain. And you need to, first of all, the very first thing is grab hold of your emotions and not let your heart be troubled. Don't panic. And how do you do that? The next part of that verse says, you believe in God, believe also in me. The way you do it is you believe. You use faith. Instead of walking by sight and just anticipating all of the negative things that are going on in your life, use faith. And man, we can preach forever on faith. But that's powerful. That's what I talked about last night. This morning, I talked about verses 2 and 3 where he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And we talked about, why did he start talking about heaven? Because sometimes the problems in front of you are so big, it's like you can't seem to get around them or over them, and it looks like that it's just certain destruction. How do you deal with these overwhelming problems that come at you? If you have to, close your eyes and think about heaven. And then I turned over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 17 and 18. Paul said that all of his afflictions were just a light affliction. Not because it was less than ours. He had more problems. He had more things come against him than any of us. But it's the way you process things that determine how big and how oppressive they are in your life. I've had people come in my prayer lines before, just crying and bawling, and I say, what's wrong with you? And they tell me, and honestly, this is not an exaggeration. I've had to bite my lip before to keep from laughing. Like, this is it? This is what's upsetting you? Man, I have worse things than that happen on my good days. There's some people that just get destroyed over little minor things, not because the problem itself is so big, but it's just that they process it. The way they process it, they're so self-centered. You know, if you're all wrapped up in yourself, you make a very small package. And if your whole life is all about you, then the slightest little bump in the road can just be a devastating thing. When you get to where there's things more important than you, it really changes a lot of stuff. It really does. You know, one of the good, healthy things about the ministry is that you get a compassion for people. And even though there's things happen, they aren't that important because you've got other things. You've got other people depending upon you, and you've got to be able to do some things. And it helps you to put things into perspective. You know, we had some things today that 20, 30, 40 years ago, it might have upset me and have bothered me and stuff, but it's really insignificant. It's not a big deal. And other people are dependent upon me, and I have to look past some things and just put it into perspective. And this is what the Lord is talking about, that if you have problems and if you can't see any way out, if it looks like you're going to die, well, then think about, praise God, I go to heaven. You put it into perspective, and you know what? What's going to happen? Nothing can happen to you. The worst thing that can happen to you is you die and go to heaven and spend eternity with Jesus in a mansion on streets that are paved with gold. There'll never be any more sorrow or crying. You'll be happy. You'll experience joy like you've never known it in your life. Not too bad. Man, if you'd really stop and think about it, when you start looking at things that way, it makes, oh, who cares? Whatever I have to endure down here to fulfill what God called me to do, it's no big deal. And it just gives you a different perspective. So these are what we've talked about. Don't panic. Believe God. Put everything into perspective. Recognize it's just for a moment. It's not going to last. Quit looking at things that are seen. And then right after he said all of that in John 14, verse 4, he says, and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Now here's Jesus speaking to his disciples. He had just talked to them about heaven. In my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I'll come and receive you again. And then he says, and whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And look at this in verse 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? Now stop and think about this. Jesus just said, you know where I'm going, and you know how to get there. Thomas says, Lord, I don't know where you're going. I don't know how to get there. Here's a piece of advice. It would be wise on your part that when God says something, instead of saying, that's not true, that's not right, it'd be better for you to say, God, explain to me, show me something. But rather than, he just said, whether I'm going, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas says, we don't know where you're going. We don't know how to get there. Just out and out countered what the Word said. Why? Because his little peanut brain didn't understand it, and he leaned unto his own understanding more than unto the Word of God. I'm telling you, one of the keys to overcoming and having victory in a trying situation is to say, God, this looks impossible to me, but your Word says all things are possible to him that believes. And instead of you exalting your own opinion and leaning unto your own understanding, you need to get to a place where you humble yourself and say, God, the Word says I'm healed, but the doctor and my body say that I'm sick, I don't understand, but God, explain to me. You know, I had a man come up tonight and tell me that he had cancer throughout his entire body and metastasized, and he had cancer from head to toe. But the man wasn't whining, he wasn't complaining, and he says, I know that by his stripes I'm healed, and I came here to receive the knowledge that I need to be able to unleash and release the power of God that's in me. Would you help me? Now, I like that attitude. I like that. He's saying, here's what the Word says. I don't see it in my body and I don't understand. Would you help me to receive and stuff? But he didn't come and just say, oh, the Bible says, yeah, I'm healed, but I'm not healed. Here's a doctor's report that proves that I'm not healed. And this is how most people respond. Most people exalt their own wisdom, their own feeling, their situation, their assessment of the situation over the Word of God. Jesus is saying, you know where I'm going. And you know the way. And they said, we don't know where you're going. And Jesus said unto them, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. They knew Jesus, but they didn't know that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. They didn't fully appreciate who Jesus was. Likewise, the Lord has told us that we are overcomers, that we have all of these things and we see what the Word says. Most of us know what the Word says, but we don't know it. We don't have a full revelation and we're exalting our own understanding, and because of it, we aren't receiving the benefit of what the Word has to do in our life. One of the things you have to do in a crisis situation is resist this temptation to let circumstances tell you something and be more real to you than what God's Word has to say.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled The Christian First Aid Kit. This 6-part series was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1070C for CD or R3213D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RSK19C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to check out our Charis Bible College online. This is a brand new ministry that we just started at the first of this year. And we now have classes where you can actually get some of the benefits of actually being in a class, because you have the interaction of your other students. You have monitors, facilitators that will interact with you. And you have a classroom type setting where you do have to keep pace with the class, but you can do it at any time during the day through the convenience of your home. It's a great way to get the Word of God in your heart. So we are bringing our Bible college to you. Now you have no excuse. Check it out. We have a thing on our website, awmi.net, or you can call 719-635-1111.